back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go to Michigan. A very good federal judge over in Michigan is conducting a hearing right now on whether or not Trump's lawyers should be sanctioned for lying to the court, for spreading the big lie about the November 3rd election. And they did it more than just the big lie in general, saying that things like, well, Trump really won. That isn't what we're talking about. We're talking about facts that were false. Let me tell you the background. The people in the hot seat over there are Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood is the guy who, and Sidney Powell is another lawyer, who are the ones who said that the Dominion voting machines were crooked and that they switched votes from Trump to Biden, that there was crooked voting in Detroit, because that's where a lot of the margin was. I mean, Biden won Michigan by over 100,000 votes. Wasn't even close. But they only attacked Democratic senators. Now, most lawyers for Trump around the country, remember, there were at least 100 cases, and there were 60 judges in those cases who looked at this all over the country in a lot of different states and said, this is baloney, and threw it out. And these are federal judges appointed by not just Obama, but by Trump himself, by George W. Bush, by Bill Clinton, all of them. And these are honest federal judges. Well, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood are referred to as the Kraken lawyers, and there was a complex explanation in the Wall Street Journal what that means, and I'm not going to get into it, but it's just a spoof. It's just a shtick, Kraken lawyers, Kraken arguments. And here is the law. If you say something in public that's false, you can do that. You can do that. If you say it so it defames someone and lies about them, you can get sued for libel, but you can say it and the government's not going to do anything to you. They can't do anything to you. If, on the other hand, you're a lawyer, you take an oath and you are subjected to the rules of professional conduct. And a lawyer can't say certain things in certain places that you could. A lawyer cannot lie to a judge. A lawyer cannot lie to another lawyer in a case. A lawyer cannot lie to his client. He can't do it. He can't do it. He has not only a duty to tell the truth, he has a duty of candor. And in this case, you saw a lot of these other lawyers around the country would stand on the courthouse steps and shout that it was fraud and that Trump won and all this stuff. But the minute they went into court, they shut up. And the papers they filed in court didn't say these things because they didn't want to get disbarred. And there were a couple of them where the judge said, essentially, look, you were out on the courthouse steps and talking a lot of trash. Are you now saying there was fraud that you've discovered in this election? And they'd say, no, sir, because they wanted to keep their law license. They wanted to live to fight another day. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani has had his license suspended in New York and Washington, D.C. The three of them, but only two of them are at issue in Michigan right now in front of the federal judge. Those are Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. And they said things that were factual and false about Dominion voting machines and about how there are switched votes and there was fraud. And they made the mistake of saying it in court, in affidavits, and in oral argument. Now, an affidavit is especially serious because that's under oath. If a lawyer signs an affidavit under oath and says something, that's also false swearing. That's a separate thing. But as a lawyer, if you do that, that is the gravest of offenses. So this judge looks at him and says, all right, how do you explain this? And she'll say something that they said. Lynn Wood is chickening out. He is trying to sneak behind the curtains and that he didn't really, wasn't part of it and all that, even though his name's all over it. But Sidney Powell is bat feathers crazy. And Sidney Powell said, I'll do it again. I would do it again. I would do it again. And just repeated exactly the false things that she said in affidavits and in oral argument. And the judge looked at them in disbelief. And the judge has taken under advisement, and there'll be a decision issued in a couple of weeks, and the judge can do a number of things. First of all, she could order Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell to pay the attorney's fees of the lawyers for Detroit and Michigan who were involved in this litigation. And that could be substantial and have to come out of their funds. They can't steal it out of their trust accounts, paid by other clients. They got to pay it. Number two, she can fine them even more than that amount, whatever it is. Number three, she can refer them to the state bar and recommend that their license be suspended. Number four, she can recommend to the state bar that their licenses be yanked so that they can never appear in court in Michigan again or in federal court again. And that can be a death. Think about that if you're in a business other than law. That's a death sentence if you can't practice your trade, you can't sell your product. And that's what's going on over there. But, you know, there was such a difference in sophistication, is one way to put it. There's no difference in morality. They all lied. But there are a couple of them, of these Trump lawyers, who are cautious enough to lie on the courthouse steps, to lie at rallies, to lie to the press, to lie on television. None of that can be stopped by the government. But you go into a court as a lawyer and lie to the judge in an affidavit or even in a brief that you sign or even a statement at oral argument. And Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood would continue to lie about it in court. And I don't use that term lightly. I don't like to use the word lie. There are a lot of people that exaggerate. There are a lot of people that are mistaken. I'm not judgmental in that respect. But when they pick out Dominion Voting, which is a quality company, and say that there was a secret portal in the back, so anybody that voted for Trump was registered as a Biden vote, that's a lie. That's false. That's not true. But the problem is, if you have enough people saying that there are problems in that election without specifying what it was, you have Ron Johnson. He didn't say that about Dominion, but what he would say is there were problems with that election and that there was fraud. You couple that with some of these specific statements of people like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, and you sow doubt on our democratic system. And Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood would actually say the actual lie in court. That was not only immoral and false, it was very, very foolish, because now they are subject to sanctions in federal court in Michigan, and it could cost them their license to practice law. And judges don't lightly do that. They don't lightly yank someone's ticket so they can't make a living. But at some point, if Sidney Powell is standing there and saying, I do it again, and tells the judge that she meant what she said and it's false, I mean, at some point, a judge has to look at that and say, is this a person that you want appearing for clients? Are they well-serving clients? Are they going to lose cases, have them thrown out because of false statements? We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.